Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace, to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 177. Stop trying to make things happen that aren't meant to happen. Stop trying to make things happen that aren't meant to happen. Perhaps you found yourself at times when things don't seem to go exactly as you want, or you have a thought in mind about how you think things are supposed to be, and you find yourself pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling and doing other things, possibly manipulating, conniving, to make things go the way you want them to go. And yet, that is not the spiritual solution. That is a mental approach. When we are trying, you'll notice that you are usually putting forth a lot of effort to prove something, to test something. It's an attempt, it's an effort to make something fit, to make something happen, to prove your idea's worthiness, your worthiness. That's trying. It involves effort, and it's tiring. So that's one way you can start noticing when you are trying, because generally it's a mental effort, and it results in a physical exhaustion when carried out long enough and hard enough. And we are told to stop trying, to make things happen that aren't meant to happen. There is a wariness that comes from it. It is not the higher approach. We are asked to cease motion. Become still. And I would say to you, if it's not a mental approach we are to take, it is a spiritual approach. And that means to allow things to get quiet, allow us to get quiet. The outside world may not be quiet. What you want to happen may not be happening. And that keeps pulling your mind to do something about it. And yet, if you'll stop inside and get quiet, pull away from the seeming confusion and chaos of the outside world, and listen to the stillness inside, and let the message flow through you, just as you want the external world to flow, to be in the flow, to have things be with ease and grace, go inside. Listen inside. Allow the next right steps, maybe a whole different direction, to show up. Allow that. Follow that trust. Put your trust there versus inside your mind. And allow what is truly meant to happen, intended from the highest source, not from your mental mind, to come forth. And then allow your mental mind to make it so. Change the direction. Start from your inner voice, higher self, God self, heart voice, voice of the universe inside of you. Listen and trust that voice versus putting your trust in your mental self or the external world. Bring that out and then allow your mental mind to make it so, to combine with the energy of the universe. For if that is what your higher self has told you, it's because it is already here, waiting for you to notice it. Discover the pearls, the pathway that's already been made for you. Whether it's for us individually, with our finances, our jobs and careers, our economic well-being individually, as a country. Whatever our government leaders are doing, it's been a mental approach across the board. If this doesn't work, let's try and do this thing. It's in essence they're trying to fit, whether it's a round peg in a square hole or the other way around. That's trying. It's a mental approach. And it really ultimately never works. With time, they'll try enough things, they may just hit it. Yet we know there's an easier way. We do not need to wait until government officials figure it out. Start now. Stop trying to make things happen that you feel are meant to happen in any part of your life, including your personal economics. Listen inside. Trust inside. Flow from that direction and allow your conscious mind to go, oh yeah, that's the way, and everything will fall into place. Approach life as a spiritual puzzle, not a mental game. We'll keep that message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Simply breathe into your heart center, the source of truth, the source of our right way, the source that reveals the path that's been laid out for you. Breathe ever so gently into your heart center, into the cosmos of the universe that resides inside of you. Perhaps stretch out your arms, embodying the angel being who you are. Feel your arms as your most precious wings that allow you to fly. As you do, feel your chest expand, allowing that much more of the energy that connects you with the cosmos inside of you to flow through you now. Breathing in, three gentle long breaths. And with each breath, becoming more peaceful. With each breath, connecting with the brightest star inside of you, now under grace. Simply be one with the light inside of you. Perhaps it's a color. Perhaps it's swirling around like a kaleidoscope inside of you. Perhaps it's jet black. They are all perfect. One place is no better than another. Simply allow yourself to be one with the deepest recesses of your true mind center, your heart center. Melding in to the cosmos within you. Allowing yourself to float closer and closer, deeper and deeper to this light, with this space inside, leaving aside all other things, knowing when you come back, they'll be there, or they'll be in a, in quote, better place. Breathe. The only effort that is necessary is the consciousness to allow yourself to float into this cosmos within you. Notice its expansiveness. It's deep and wide. There are no limits. This is the place for all true dreaming. Any dream you truly, really, truly desire to come true bubbles up, flows through, shines through this cosmos. All you have to do is be willing to come here. Feel the stillness, and yet there's a vibration. Breathe and feel that vibration. Feel the peace. As you focus on your awareness of the vibration, feel your body start to tingle like a twinkling star. The rays inside of you are shooting out in all directions simultaneously. We'll take it one part at a time. See that light inside flowing from your heart center down your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet, your toes. Feel them come alive with this light. Feel the energy flowing. As you feel yourself standing strong in the cosmos within you, standing strong in your spirit. As you see the light shine out, shine through your legs and out your toes. Now breathing into your heart center, allow the light inside to go across your chest, your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your palms, your fingertips. Feel the vibration inside. You're lit up from the inside out, pulsating through every cell and atom in your upper body, the vibration of spirit, who you are. And with these arms filled with spirit, you may now receive, and you may also share. Pure love essence. As your body is harmonized with vibration, the highest good that resides in the universe, that resides in you. Now back to your heart center and breathing this light up from the middle of your body, up your chest, your neck, your face, your head, and see the light flowing out your eyes, your ears, your nose, the top of your head. Your scalp is alive with a tingling vibration. The light is flowing through every hair on your head. As it too is harmonized with the energy, the highest energy, the God force that resides in you. You are a radiating center of love. And from this place, you may receive all spiritual solutions to whatever you are facing in any part of your life. Your economy, where to spend your money, where to receive money in all its forms, the truth of any situation? What is your next right step? Who to connect with? How to solve whatever issue you are facing? Simply present it now into your heart center. Simply present. Not why. What do you wish me to do? How do you want me to proceed? And do so with complete faith, like a child approaching her mother, knowing the mother has the solution, and it's always easy, it's always light, it's always fun. Approach your question with childlike innocence, not a mental, learned, heavy, hard heart. Cheerful, with pure expectancy as a child expects, knowing all is well. It's a game. Drop your question into the cosmos of your heart. Share it with the star inside. Expect an easy answer. Whether it makes sense or not, trust it is so. With absolute faith. If you feel you need more clarity, then ask what the answer means. What does that mean? Tell me more. It's just that easy. And if for some reason you did not receive an answer, you didn't feel you heard the answer, perhaps not, it's okay. Expect to receive it sometime throughout the day or night. Maybe in something you'll read. Truly, a bird or butterfly may go by and a message is there. You may see a flower and feel it's calling you. You may hear it on the radio or the TV. You may receive it in your dreams later. It's there. Stay in faith. And when you're ready, thank your higher self for revealing the next piece in your puzzle and doing so easily now. Thank your mental self, your conscious self, for hearing the answer and helping you find the way to do it easily under grace. When you come back to our 3D world, it is eager to help and glad to have a clear direction. Know that is true. There is no need for a tug of war. We are meant to flow. We are spirit beings. The answers are inside. They come forth in peace, easily, swiftly. That's where true prosperity is. Abundance, whatever it is that's truly in our highest and best good, now under grace. Feeling that truth. Feeling that peace, perhaps a certain excitement to get this answer. And when you come back to the surface again, stay in that excitement from your heart self. stay centered in knowing, simply following the inner guidance, to not get carried away trying to make things happen. No testing, no proving. You've been given the truth. No more trying to outsmart something else or even second-guessing this truth and reinterpreting it in a mental way. Trust it explicitly. You will be led under grace to your true abundance, more than you could make happen. Feel that peace and that knowingness that all is well. All is as meant to be now, from a higher perspective. And right now, bless every part of your body, every physical part, for serving you well through all these times, being there for you, continuing to be physically strong, for you have more work to do here, to bring forth your light in this world, to bring forth this radiating center of love, who you are. Thank every organ, your physical structure that allows you to stand tall physically, your brain that keeps on ticking, your heart that keeps on ticking, doing all that stuff, and all you do is breathe, whether we're conscious of it or not. It knows exactly what to do. So thank your body. This is the home of your spirit self. It is your temple, the place that protects your spirit in this lifetime. Thank your body for standing tall for you, for being here for you, for allowing you this space to find your way back to spirit, to strengthen your spirit. Feel that love that you're sending out from your heart center to every part of your being. Deep, deep thanks and gratitude. And now take this gratitude and whatever it is you are facing in your personal economics, in your relationships, in your business career. Whatever you are facing, perhaps in your health, your wealth, or your happiness, focus your attention there from your heart self and give thanks. Just as we did to our body, give thanks to that situation, that seeming disharmony. Give thanks because it is acting as a spiritual teacher to bring you back to this place inside. Give thanks and know all is well. Everything happens for a higher good. Give thanks for this opportunity to reconnect with your spirit self at a higher level, to raise your vibration. To raise your vibration and come from spirit in this situation and all things now under grace. Feel that love pouring forth from your radiating center of love onto the situation. See and feel love for this situation. Know that all is well. Know that you are no longer willing to make it work. You're simply willing to allow spirit to work through it, to work through you, and know it is done. And whatever happens is perfect, is the right thing. All is well. No more trying to make things fit. No more proving you are worthy. Simply send them love. Send the situation love. Knowing all is well. They are well. It is well. You are well. All is well. And when you're ready, come back into your heart center. Thank your higher self for this perfect moment of peace, of harmony, of true prosperity. And when you're ready, let's come back to the surface again, ever so gently, as we came in. Simple breaths, three long, slow breaths. As you come together, put your hands together as you come to the surface now, prayer position, and say, I bless you, I thank you, namaste, all is well. It is done. And while we're in this space, we call on Carla, ask her to tone, to anchor this truth in our hearts now, if you will.
Thank you, beloved body temple. I am grace, love, peace, harmony, all is well.
And so it is. Have a blessed, beautiful day.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.